USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The coronavirus crisis has sent U.S. unemployment surging to 14.7%, a level last seen when the country was in the throes of the Depression, and Franklin D. Roosevelt was assuring Americans the only thing to fear was fear itself. And because of government errors and the particular way the Labor Department measures the job market, the true picture might be even worse. By some calculations, the unemployment rate stands as high as 23.6%, not far from the Depression peak of 25%. The Labor Department said that 20.5 million jobs vanished in April, the worst monthly loss in history, triggered by coast-to-coast shutdowns of factories, stores, offices, and other businesses. On Wall Street, stocks actually pushed higher as investors realized the numbers were not quite as bad as originally predicted. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back to back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis. He was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had. And he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he was an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me, this will be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Vice President Mike Pence's press secretary, Katie Miller, has tested positive for the coronavirus. The news comes after a member of the military who served the president as a personal valet also tested positive for the virus. The White House is now increasing the regularity of testing for those who come in contact with the president and vice president to now occur daily instead of weekly. Miller joined Pence's office last year from the Department of Homeland Security. A 5-year-old boy in New York has become the second person in the state to die from a mysterious illness believed to be connected to coronavirus. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo made this announcement. He also said 73 children in New York have been severely ill and continues to urge vigilance. The syndrome is thought to be related to the Kawasaki disease, a rare but serious illness previously noted in children with COVID-19 in the United Kingdom. New York's Health Department and the CDC is investigating the disease. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Uber lost $2.9 billion in the first quarter as its overseas investments were hammered by the coronavirus pandemic, but the company is looking to its growing food delivery business as well as aggressive cost-cutting to ease the pain. The ride-hailing giant said it's offloading Jump, its bike and scooter business. Uber also said it's cutting 3,700 full-time workers, about 14% of its workforce, and Lyft said last month it would lay off about 982 people, or 17% of its workforce, because of plummeting demand. Revenue in the Eats meal delivery business grew 53%. Of all the shortages created by the coronavirus pandemic, the toilet paper and the hand sanitizer and the bottled water, the oddest of them seems to be dogs and cats, too. That's right. The New York City area, the epicenter of the disease, there's a run on pets, at least the adopted or foster kind. Muddy Paws Rescue and Best Friends Animal Society are reporting shelters that they work with are either all out or almost out of cats and dogs after a surge in applications over the last 2 weeks. The run on pet seems to extend beyond New York. The American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals said their Los Angeles office saw a 70% increase in animals going into foster care, and Best Friends said many of the shelters in Washington, D.C. are reporting the same phenomenon. Stay updated with everything going on around the world right here. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.